Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, we wanted to make note of the fact that tomorrow is Holocaust Remembrance Day. And the sad truth is a lot of people can't remember about it because they don't know much about it. And as time goes on, people seem to know less and less about it. I mean, here's a statistic which may amaze you. Only 53% of American adults surveyed know that 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust.
Really?
It's just amazing statistic. We thought we'd bring in Holly Hufnagel to speak with us. She's the American Jewish Committee U.S. Director for Combating Anti-Semitism. Good morning to you, Holly. That statistic blows us away. I guess it's just par for the course in the work that you do.
It is par for the course, and thank you so much for having me, and thank you for reporting on this important topic. We do know, unfortunately, that ignorance and lack of awareness and knowledge is an issue in the United States when it comes to knowing about the Holocaust and combating anti-Semitism, and knowing that only little more than half of Americans actually know that 6 million Jews were killed when the Holocaust was the most well-documented genocide in history is a little alarming.
Hey, Holly, I was just at the World War II Museum down in New Orleans. And of course, as the Allies began liberating these camps, they realized the horror that had been going on under Nazi Germany. But what I'm ambivalent about is, where was America on this? Where was Franklin Delano Roosevelt? They had information, Roosevelt, did he not, that something was going on, and yet we chose to kind of ignore it and look the other way. That leaves me a little unsettled.
Yes, I think hindsight's 20/20, and we do know that FDR had information even as early as even 1940, 1942, what was happening in Poland, what was happening in Lithuania and in the former Soviet Union. And we had this information, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't act as soon as we probably could. Thankfully, though, we are commemorating the liberation of Auschwitz tomorrow. That is what International Holocaust Remembrance Day is commemorating. January 27th, 1945 marks the day that the Red Army came in and liberated the camp. And so there are some positive things that we are learning from that experience, you know, learning how important it is to speak out against anti-Semitism, to protect the Jewish community never again, even though as we see atrocities around the world, knowing that we have to speak up and speak out and ensure the right thing does happen.
But Holly, if I'm not mistaken, we could have bombed the railroad tracks that were leading to places like Auschwitz and Birkenau, and we chose not to.
There were calculated decisions, yes, as to why not to. In fact, if you visit the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., which I had the privilege and the honor of working at for about 5 or 6 years, that's a powerful image that you see. You see the tracks, you see the image, the intelligence that the U.S. had well before people actually came in and liberated the camp.
I have visited that Holocaust Museum in Washington. It's a powerful place. Holly, so looking forward, your job is to combat anti-Semitism. How do we do that, and how do we inform more people about the Holocaust? Are there steps that can be taken?
This is a very important question, because from the research, and I think this is maybe the positive of the findings, while only 53% knew that 6 million Jews were killed, 85% of Americans know that Auschwitz was a concentration camp and death camp. 76% actually knew when the Holocaust occurred, you know, between 1930 and 1950. And our findings show that those who answered 3 or more questions correctly, those are the Americans. They're more likely to know what anti-Semitism is. They're more likely to say that it has increased in the past 5 years. They're more likely to say it's a serious problem. And so we can see the connection of knowledge with understanding that we have a societal issue and something needs to be done today. And so that's something that we're working on at American Jewish Committee, encouraging better Holocaust education in schools across the United States, and also providing resources for everyday Americans to use their voice and how to speak up. And that can be found on our website at ajc.org.
You know, Holly, there's a lot of talk particularly in the mainstream media, about the rise of white supremacy and anti-Semitism on the part of the right wing. But where my concern is, I think the left wing, especially a lot of academics at the great universities of this country, who have this unabiding hatred for Israel, that is tipping over, I think, into anti-Semitism. Are you concerned about that?
We are concerned wherever anti-Semitism comes from. It does come from the far right, white supremacist anti-Semitism. That's where more of the visible attacks that we still see across the United States come from. But you're so right in noting that it's in other places that we might not, you know to look or might not be aware of. And that's actually, I would argue, a more insidious form, because it grows slowly and over time, and it's harder to call out. And unfortunately, when it comes to anti-Semitism, we have seen, you know, Jewish people around the world attacked under the guise of human rights, even, or attacked for their perceived or real connection to Israel, which is, you know, the historic homeland of the Jewish people. And so absolutely we see some of this anti-Israel, anti-Semitism, especially in far left spaces today.
Holly, we only have about 30 seconds left, but the fewer than half the states require a Holocaust education. Are you working to change that, Holly? Well, unfortunately, I think the phone line
dropped.
What happened
to Holly?
I don't know. I think, but that's interesting. Yeah. Fewer than half the U.S. states mandate Holocaust education in their schools. And it's her belief, according to the notes, that without the knowledge of the Holocaust, well, or people who deny it, that just adds to the anti-Semitism which exists today. But tomorrow is Holocaust Remembrance Day. That was Holly Huffnagel, American Jewish Committee U.S. Director for Combating Anti-Semitism. Well, when we return, we're going to switch gears here. Can you imagine a Broadway show lasting 35 years? Well, it's true. Big anniversary is tonight.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.